This is Dr. Dave dictating consultation on Carmen, C-A-R-M-E-N, last name Becerra, B-E-C-E-R-R-A, date of birth January 26, 1973, patient seen for ANH family clinic, and especially for Michael Balderas, B-A-L-D-E-R-A-S-P-A, at ANH family clinic, new paragraph. Dear sir, thank you for this referral. This 51-year-old female comes for evaluation today. She does not smoke, does not drink either. She denies any drug allergies. Symptoms, she says she has some post-menopausal symptoms. Otherwise, no symptoms. History of present illness. On recent two evaluations, she was found to have neutropenia, and that's the main reason for the referral. Her WBC was 3.5 on 10th of April, and recently on 10th of June, it is 3.94, the normal being 4.0. New paragraph. Past medical history, patient had appendectomy and cholecystectomy in the past. She has been otherwise very healthy. Last period was about 2 years ago. New paragraph. Current medications, she is on testosterone and progesterone supplement according to her for her perimenopausal symptoms. New paragraph. Physical exam, she is 5 feet 6 inch tall, weighing 156, blood pressure 112 over 68, ICNT unremarkable, lymph node negative in the dick, chest symmetrical, lungs clear, heart regular, abdomen soft, extremities no edema. New paragraph. Her recent CBC, again WBC is 3.94, RBC is 5.1, hematocrit is 46.7, both are slightly elevated. Her CMP showed slightly elevated glucose at 104 and ALT at 34. New paragraph. Testosterone was low at less than 12 ng per deciliter. New paragraph. Diagnosis. Neutropenia, mild. New paragraph. Recommendations, will redraw CBC, CMP, and see if her WBC still is slightly decreased. If not, then she may not need any further workup. But at this point, I do not suspect any underlying myeloproliferative disorder. Transient drop in WBC could be expected sometimes from viral infection, which may be subclinical. Nonetheless, we will make every attempt to make sure that she does not have any significant underlying issue. So if CBC drawn today is normal, then she may not need further workup, but if it continues to be low, then we will repeat CBC in 3 months. We will keep you posted as to patient's progress. Thank you for your continued support. This is a consultation on Carmen Becerra, B-E-C-E-R-R-A. Thank you.